Hey Cheshvan, 25th of October, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Chess and Boiro.
Chess and Boiro means half 15 minutes, we'll discuss Boiro, 15 minutes we'll play chess. Okay. I've decided to talk about the locus of Boiro. Boiro on Shabbos means can't separate things. Any set of halachos in Shabbos is important. Bump into it about once a week. Sometimes also Yom Tov. It's important to do it right. And specifically Boiro, I think from all of the halachos of Shabbos, it's certainly one of the ones which is hardest to avoid settings that are at least a shaila or Boiro. In other words, Bishul on Shabbos, if you want to put the food on the platter and take it off, whatever it is, you want to prepare a coffee, then you have to know that lochus of Bishul, but you could not prepare a coffee. Boiro is very difficult to avoid a setting which raises a shaila. And in fact, in the Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of the Siman of Boiro, Siman Shinu Tes, he begins with a Hagdoma, which he doesn't usually do, this kind of Hagdoma, that he says, Baben Aseinu Rabim, in our great sins, many people are nichshol, transgress the isser of the melacha of Boiro. I guess from lack of knowledge and lack of knowing what does fall into Boiro and what doesn't. And he says, and therefore I'm going to go and be mevayer b'chol proteho in all its details. He does that the most simon, he explains in all its details, but it's noticeable that in Boiro it's more thorough. You can see, it's noticeable when you learn the sugya that over there the Mishnah Brura has brought up many shailas that weren't really discussed previously. He's mayrich a little bit more than he is. He speaks a little bit more at length and goes through carefully all the details more than other simonim. So it seems it's important, therefore appropriate to choose halachos of Boiro to start with. And in order to keep it a little bit more interesting and engaging, I always like to discuss the halachos through a specific shaila. The intention isn't, which is going to be playing chess. What are the Boiro pitfalls when you're playing chess? The intention, though, isn't just to work out the Boiro pitfalls playing chess, rather to use that as a springboard to learn a little bit about the halachos of Boiro. I may just take another moment with an introduction to say what I'm not going to discuss. The shiur is not going to be primarily about the basic rules of Boiro, which I imagine most people are familiar with. I'll just run through them very briefly, because giving a shiur of Boiro, it's only fair to say the very basic rules, which you have to know in order to do anything with Boiro. But in the shiur, we'd like to discuss more some of the shailas and sveikas in the poiskim that are maybe less commonly known, but are also very important. The basic three rules of Boiro that all of the poiskim begin with, Mishnah Brura also lays it out in very simple ways. Before you begin Boiro, you've got to know these three rules. Rav also begins with these three rules that Boiro could only be done the oichel from the soiles. You're familiar, you have a mixture of good things and bad things. You can only take the good out of the bad, and you can't take the bad out of the good. So you can take the good apple from the rotten apples, but you can't take the rotten apple from the good apples, etc. The second rule is that Boiro can only be done for immediate use. So therefore, any act of Boiro, even if it's a permissible act of Boiro, it can only be done to use it right away. So an example would be, peeling an orange is an act of Boiro, luchoira, according to most poskim. It's a permissible act of Boiro, but can only be done for immediate use. So you can peel an orange when you want to eat the orange. You cannot peel an orange to eat it later on. If you want to make a fruit salad, you can't do that in the morning, because you can't peel a melon, for example, or take out the seeds from the middle of the melon, which are permissible acts of Boiro, if they're done for immediate use. So you can do it before the meal. Even if it's a long meal, you can do it before the meal, but you can't do it in the morning for your meal that's going to be later.
You can't use the seeds from the melon, can you?
That is tolerable. It's difficult to come on the Boiro. It comes out to be my colleague, supposing what the way to do that would be. Yeah. And
the chicken off the skin, you've got to take the chicken away from the skin.
I knew when I bring up Hilchos Purim, I wasn't sure should I even say the three rules, because I knew right away it would right away bump into many shyness, because it's very relevant. That's why. So it's a good thing we chose the subject. It's difficult to go into it. You say you have to take the chicken off the skin? Not necessarily, but maybe. It's difficult to there's different ways of understanding each rule. It's a complicated set of halachos. There would be a way to look at it differently, based on that it's a minechod, and minechod, there's no Purim principle. That would be the other tzad, yeah.
Some people eat chicken skin, so
that's right, therefore there's a tzad to say it's minechod. I can't do everything. I said I wasn't going to discuss it, but what can I do? And the third thing is, you can't use a kli miyuchad, you can't use a utensil which is specifically for boirer. So practically that means you shouldn't peel a carrot with a peeler. A cucumber with a peeler is a machloikus, for can't go into why. Maybe if we have time at the end of the shiur, maybe then we'll get to some other details that people want to. But a carrot with a peeler with pashtus is also, or using a strainer to strain to do an act of boirer is also going to be also. That's a din of kli miyuchad. Those are the basic three rules for boirer. Now, when it comes to playing chess, so first of all, I'm not discussing whether it's correct to play chess on Shabbos or not. For example, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosah, it's well known, he has a siman on playing games on Shabbos, and he begins by saying this siman is for children under bar mitzvah, and bas mitzvah. That's what it says, because adults are supposed to spend Shabbos learning Torah and doing ruchnistic things. So that's what it says, and there's no question about it that that's a wonderful thing to spend Shabbos learning Torah and doing ruchnistic things. But I think it's also fair to say that it depends on different people, in different settings, in different circumstances, so therefore it's important to know which halachas are mutter, which halachas are also. It's interesting that the Ramon in Simchat Torah Ches, when he discusses some games on Shabbos, and one of the words he uses, the Ramon of Rome says it means chess, so he's discussing chess as well. He's discussing the noise that chess makes. It seems the chess games made noise, or the metal banged the metal or something. But he says what's mutter, what's osser, and then he says ein limchois benoshim uktanim who are doing what's osser. You don't have to protest if women or children are doing what's also, because over here we apply the rule. It's another shiur for itself when we apply this rule. But there is a rule which the Ramah says we apply over here, that mutav shiyu shoygegin v'ayu mezidin, better let them do it b'shoygeg rather than tell them it's wrong and do it mezid. So it's clear that when he said that the halachas, it wasn't for the women and the ptanim who were saying just be quiet, it was for the adult men who are going to play the chess. But we don't really need a riot. It's obvious that if it's a mutter, it's a mutter. And it's important to know that. It might not be appropriate for Shabbos. That's another point. So I'm not encouraging chess for Shabbos, but it's certainly a good setting to be able to work out the halachos of boir. When I was over bar mitzvah, not like the Shmir Shabbos course, and I wanted to play chess on Shabbos, I was told, chess, no problem. Setting up the pieces, no problem. Playing the game, no problem. And the problem is, when you put the pieces away, you just take all the pieces and put them back in the box. But if you have a nice chess game and each piece has its little compartment, a little set place to put it, that you cannot do. And now I know why I was told that. The person who told me probably opened the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, which is the what we do, and it said that that's the way it says it. You can set it out, and essentially the reason is setting it out. The choira also entails wear. You have to separate pieces, but it's for immediate use. It's in order to play. When you put it back, if you start separating the pieces, that's for later. So it's for next time. So that is awesome. However, I would like to discuss that and discuss some stodim, some sides of the why it should be mutter, why it should be awesome. And then I'd like to discuss, I hope we'll have time, another shaila in chess, which I haven't seen brought in any poskim, and that is, why is the playing itself not boirer? When you play chess, so my horse jumps over your pawn, and what do? I take it off the board. Why is that not an act of boirer? That pawn is the psoiles, I don't want it anymore, I want the pieces on the board, that's the ones I need to continue playing. The piece that I just jumped over with my horse is soilless, it's not necessary for the game anymore, it's disturbing the game, it's not allowing me to play. So we'll discuss that. It's for now, but it's the soilless from the oichel. It's the bad from the good, that's what I'm asking. You're taking the one you don't want from the ones that you do want. That's a question, I haven't seen it. Somebody's saying that it's not mixed with the other pieces. We'll get to that.
You're not choosing it, you're busy with it.
Again, you're not?
You're not choosing it.
You have a mixture. This is the way I'm presenting the question. But let me point out, I'd like to give an answer as well. So it's going to be something along the lines people are saying, hopefully with a little bit of a background. But the way I'm presenting the question is, you have a mixture, you have all the pieces on the board, it's relatively mixed up, and there's one piece that you don't want on the board anymore, so you're taking it off. It's not you do want it, you're not playing the game off the board, it's not you want this piece off. You mean you want the piece off, you want the piece out of the mixture. That's soiless, that's the one you don't want, from the oil or from the one you do want. So those are the two shyness I want to discuss, both putting the pieces back at the end, and the playing of chess itself. Putting the pieces at the end. So, again, Shmeshavas Kachos is Osser, and that's the way I always knew, you can't put it back. But it's not so simple for a couple of reasons. First of all, there is a Marshag, I suppose it's about 100 years ago, who says that there's almost never boirer with anything besides food. And I would like to explain it a little bit. The Gemara discusses, He holds you can. So let me explain. Right. The Gemara, when it discusses boirer, it discusses oichlin, foods. The Gemara discusses food, and in all of the Rishonim, I believe without an exception, there's no mention of boirer. There's almost no mention, besides this one mention we'll get to in a moment, of boirer on anything but food, which is very strange. We know that boirer, we have to be careful when we eat, not to do boirer. And like you say, cleaning up sforim, you have a problem with boirer. And setting up cutlery, you have a problem with boirer. And putting away toys is shyness of boirer. And sometimes sorting out the clothes, if you managed to fold the laundry before Shabbos but didn't manage to get into the cupboards, there might be a shyness of boirer. We know boirer is not just food, it's everything. In all of the Rishonim, there is no mention, by mistake, by the way, of boirer, anything but food, which is a pella. It's interesting. And the Marashag holds, and I'll explain how he holds it in a moment, that essentially boirer applies almost only to food. But before we get to the Marashag, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So, again, in the Mechaber, the Torah, the Mechaber, there's no mention of any boirer other than food. Comes the Taz, and the Kalim Shulchan Aruch says, hey, I have a question. Is the boirer on Kalim? Is the boirer on with other things, other than food? He says there's a Rashi that, maybe say it is. He understands the Tosfos to be saying there's no boirer, anything other than food. But then he says there's a Rashi. There's a Gemara that says on the Shabbos that I adalad, on the base, on the after, discuss boirer, that time I'm with Chavisa Chayav Sheva Chatois. If you make a Chavis, you make a barrel on Shabbos, you have seven chatos, seven melachos you've done. And the Rashi says one of them is boirer. In the building process, you've done boirer, and it's not food. So he says, that's it, I found the Rashi. There's clearly boirer even not on food. So we have a Taz who says that boirer applies to everything. And that Taz, there's no choylik on the Taz, nobody argues. He has a raya from a Rashi. So what we're left with is boirer applies not just to food, but to everything because of this Taz. However, comes the Marashag and says, I mean, there's still a question, how come until the Taz nobody found it, so again, the Shulchan Aruch is not mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or the points that come after the Taz, they will mention this Taz. So one halacha, you should know, boirer is also about other things. But the entire discussion, which is coming from the Rishonim and the Gemaras, is all about food. So it's strange. Says the Marashag, let me explain to you. And I'm going to say it a little bit in my own words, but I think this is what he's saying. I'm just going to... we all know that you're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos, and we've all heard the question before that it doesn't make sense. You're not allowed to switch a light on Shabbos. That's so easy, and it's not very... It doesn't take any effort, and you're allowed to schlep a table from one side of the room to the other, which is much more tircha. Yeah. So, that's right. So, somebody says creation, so a number of sorim. And the MS, the truth is, it's really says it in the Rishonim, and it's hidden in the Rishonim, it's quite clear though, that we all know we keep Shabbos because Hashem, Bereishis Bara Elokim Hashem Yetzirah, 6 days He created the world, and on the seventh day He rested. Now, Hashem didn't rest from hard work, because He didn't work hard the 6 days, rather He created the 6 days. During the 6 days He created. So the Menucha, the resting of Shabbos, is not resting from hard work, It's resting, we're imitating, so to speak, Hashem's menucha, Hashem's rest. So it's resting from creating things. So what defines a malacha is a kind of mini creation. So of course, we can't create things, but all malachas are, so to speak, what within our framework is called a kind of, I've created something. So some of them are obvious. So Zareah, when I plant, that's as close to creation as we get. And turning on a light, lighting a fire is also some sort of vision, is also, some of them are more obvious. Which one is the difficult one? So the Rishonim say that the Hutzor is difficult to understand why it's Malacha carrying. Because there's no creation, that's why it's called Malacha Gruah. That's where the Rishonim seem to say this is Vorot. Boirer, what's Boirer? Why is Boirer a mini creation? So it's Tikkun Oichel. You fix the food. You fixed it. In other words, there was something here which was Psoiles, which wasn't good. You've taken it out, there's a certain Tikkun. You fix the food, that's Boirer. That works by something which is a one-time use. Food, you prepare it, and then you eat it, and then it's gone. Kalim, use them again and again. Right? So, if you mix them up, you take one out, you put it back, it's out today, it's back tomorrow. Taking it out, you can't say you fix something. You separated it for now. Rashak says that's not boirer. Boirer is when I take a psoiles, I take a rotten apple out of the apples, I take the bone out of the fish, so now I've fixed it. It's fixed. I'm not going to be putting the bone back. I'm not going to be putting the rotten apple back. It was a mixture that was no good. It wasn't ready. And I've prepared it. That's my oichel. I've prepared it. My food is boirer. But my kalim, I put the cutlery this, I separate them, then I mix them up again afterwards. So that's not called fixing something. That's just called putting it from here to there. I take the safer from the shelf, and I'm going to put it back tomorrow. I haven't fixed the shelf when I've taken it. It's not that now, that's it, the shelf is now sorted, the safe is gone. That's not boirer. But the Taz says that there is boirer by your kalim. Yeah, of course there's boirer. If you have a mixture of kalim and one of them has to go to the bin, you take it out, that's boirer. But, so there could be boirer. You can have boirer by sforim. If you have a shelf of sforim or a pile of sforim, one of them isn't supposed to be there because it has to go to the shamus, you take it out, you fixed it. That's boirer. But generally, the way we interact with kalim, taking one clove from a pile of clothing, or one cutlery from a pile of cutlery, or one dish from a pile of dishes, that's not boirer, says the Marashag. And explains very well why there's no mention of boirer by kalim, because it's not a common, it's far from a common setting. Like food is very common. Food, you eat it, and you know, you take out the psoiles, you eat it, it's done. So that's a common setting, but kalim is not common. That's the Marashag. So according to the Marashag, there is no shaila of boirer by the chess, because it's kalim, right? You separate them, and then tomorrow you're going to mix them up together, you put them back on the board, back mixed up, there's no boirer at all, according to the Marashag. However, I think it's fair to say that we don't paskin like the Marashag. Who argues with the Marashag? Both before him and after him. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf Chaim, the Ben Ishchai, the Shulchan Aruch, Chai Odom, all of the poskim say differently. So the Marashag, the poskim do use it as a sniff, as, you know, when there's other tzadim to be makel, we can also take into account the svara of the Marashag, but halacha we do not paskin like that. Halacha, we paskin in a normal lechatchila that boirer is also by other things. Because, for example, I mean, it begins with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he quotes the Taz, he's the one who says it out first, and then following off from him, all the other poskim use the same loshen. When he quotes the Taz that there's boirer by kalim, he says, and therefore, if you want one kalim, you don't want the others. Not you're throwing it away. You want to take one, you have to take it for immediate use. We're talking about when we're using them all. So it's clear that they all hold, and that's the way all the poskim quote the Taz, it's clear they all hold it is by Kalim and Svarim, etc. Yeah? So that doesn't help us much with chess, and therefore, like you say, it's important to know there can be a setting of Boyer by Svarim, there can be a setting of Boyer by clothing. If at night, before I go to sleep, if I have just a laundry basket, and for whatever reason, it hasn't been sorted yet, like I'm sure there are houses that happens, I'm sure mine isn't the only one. So you can't take out socks before you go to sleep for tomorrow morning, because if it's mixed with other items of clothing, because that's an act of boirer. You're taking the one you want, but it's not for immediate use. That would be an act of boirer midday rights, according to almost all the boys.
Well, it's good that you're allowed to take out.
But only for immediate use. So before I wanted to put on the socks in the morning, that's fine. But if I take them out at night and have them repaired, that would be an issa d'oraisa, according to all of the poskim, outside of the Marashag. Just giving an example, something about
the thing. Will explain the fact that until this Taz, nobody ever mentioned it.
They don't. Okay, the Oral Shulchan is bothered by it and explains it slightly differently.
Did the Rambam hold that this boy became him?
they all hold that yes, they've arrived from this Gemara, so to speak, and I don't know why it wasn't the setting, but yeah. They all hold that yes, it's the bird of Isaac, Chayav Chatos, yeah. Okay, so the chess said, is a tzad b'chatos. Now, the clock is ticking faster than I'm speaking, as usual, so I'm going to speak a little faster. No, I'm joking. There is another tzad, though. There is another tzad. To be makel by the putting the chess back, another tzad, which is a bit stronger than this mashak. The word is this. Boyer, sorry, let's take out the bad one, that everybody knows is Boyer. And it seems that everybody knows it. You know, we've been alive a couple of years. We bumped into a few Shabbosses. So we all know that sometimes you have a plate, you have a salad, there's cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers, and you don't like the tomatoes. So it's not psoiles. It's not objectively psoiles, but it's subjectively psoiles, yeah? You don't like the tomatoes, you're not allowed to take out the tomatoes. Right? Boyer is not just when there's a real psoiles. It's not just when there's a rotten apple. If you want one part and you don't want the other part, the part you want is considered oichel, and the part you don't want is considered psoiles. Right, so I can have a situation where it's all oichel. So that's like we said before. Yes, for him, yeah. And you want to take one sefer out of it's on the wrong shelf, so you want to take it off. So they're all good. There's no psoiles. No, it's a wonderful sefer. We don't have anything against any sforim, God forbid. Yeah, but for you don't want the sefer over here, so that's psoiles. That's the one you don't want. That's considered psoiles. That's the way we know the halacha. And the Mekorah is in the Rishonim. The Rosh says it. Rumas Hadeshim says it like that. That when you have two good things, but one you want, two different things, and one you want and one you don't want, the one you want is oichel, and the one you don't want is psoiles. And you take the one you want from the one you don't want, but not vice versa. And when you do take the one you want, like when you take the socks, it has to be for right away. When you take the sefer off the shelf, I can't take a sefer in a mixture. Is a shelf called a mixture? Love, dafka, not necessarily. That's another point which I hope we get to, but I just don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. But,
Part two,
yeah. But if the sforim are all mixed up, you have on the table a pile of sforim and it's clearly mixed up, and you want to take one out, that's fine if you want to use it right away. If you want to use it in 2 hours' time, you want to just prepare it, that's an isser, doiraisa, because you're taking the one out for later. Then there's no psoiles. There's one you want, one you don't want. What about if I don't want either? Or I want both. In other words, I want them both equally. I'm separating things, but it's not one's for now, one's for later. It's all for later. And it's a common shaila, putting away the dishes in the dishwasher falls into this category. It's all for after Shabbos, but I'm separating them, but there's no one for now, one for later. It's all for later. Or another case, this is the one that I bump into very often, is the kids throw the Lego on the floor, they throw the clicks on the floor, they throw a whole bunch of games on the floor. They're all mixed up. I want them to clean it up. Yeah, now I cannot encourage my children to do an Issa D'Oraisa. That itself would be an Issa D'Oraisa. To encourage with children, also like Gilim Chil Shabbos and Moed in the Lashon of Rambam, when we learn from Dam Shrotim and Tumas Koyanim, you're not allowed to, in a Torah, you're not allowed to encourage children to do an Issa. So I can't tell them to clean up if it's awesome. So, can I have them put the Lego in one box and the clicks in another box? Or, like some people would do in Shabbos, to say, let's put it all together, because I can't separate it. What's the stardom over here? There's no oichel, there's no psoiles. It's not what I want. If I want the Lego to play with, I can take it out. And if I want to play with the Lego, I certainly cannot take out the clicks, because they're disturbing. That's the one I don't want. Psoiles, I can't take it out. Yeah, that's clear. But if I don't want either, I'm just putting them back, each one in separate boxes. Is that an act of boyering? Yeah, and this is a very, there's a lot of settings that really fall into this, Shaila. I'm finished the meal. There's chicken and there's meat on the serving plate. Can I put the chicken in one container and the meat in another container? I don't want either now. In a case that they're mixed up on the serving plate. So this Shaila, you would think this is a very basic Shaila. But interestingly enough, it's not mentioned until the Prima got him. The Prima Godin mentions this Shaila, and he says he is Mustapa, he's not sure whether this is Boyer or not, but it seems from the signal, from the style, that he's Noita Lekula, that he holds it's not Boyer. And this would be, this is a tremendous Kula, again, this means you could, according to this Prima Godin, or at least the way he's Noita, it seems he's Noita Lekula, you could clean up the toys, separate them, you could set up, you know, people know that some people, many are makbid, and rightly so, that you shouldn't set up the table, the cutlery, not close to the meal. Because it often entails, depends how things are set up. But if you have a situation that before you have an act of voyeur, it might be permissible. You're taking out the knives from a mixture. You know, you wash them all up from Friday night, and now Shabbos morning you want to put them out. So you're separating, but you want them all equally. You want them all for later. This there, all for later. Is that voyeur? Again, cleaning up the toys, putting things in the dishwasher, all this shayla prima godim is no to the kula. However, I imagine many people are thinking, well, that's also. And the reason is because, I say, it begins the prima godim, the next stage, maybe there's something in between, is a Mishnah Berurah, a Bir Halacha, who brings this prima godim, and he passments l'chul very strongly. He holds it's an Issa Boyer deraisa. He brings the wording of the Rambam that says that the Boyer isn't taking the good from the bad. It's a Frodah Shnei Minim. It's separating two things. He says taking the good from the bad is also Boyer. Sometimes Mutter, if it's for immediate use, and sometimes also. But that's not the only Boyer in the country. Even that's Boyer. Separating two things, that's the real Boyer. That's what it seems from the Loshon of the Rambam. So he brings that Rambam, and therefore Paskins L'chumra. I don't understand it fully, because I think that this is a machloikus between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, who say that the one you want is Oichel, and the one you don't want is Psoiles. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says you have two minim, you can't separate them. The Rambam clearly holds that you can't separate. That's the Malacha. But the other Rishonim that say the one you want is Oichel, the one you don't want is Psoiles, they seem to be understanding things differently. That the Malacha is only Psoiles from Oichel, or Oichel from Psoiles. And the Loshna Shulchan Aruch is going with those other Rishonim. So, but either way, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is Machmir. And similarly, Mishnah Zalman Abim is Machmir. So that's why, generally speaking, the Minig is to be Machmir. Although, the Amakilin, and that is what to rely on. So, because this is already, Machloik is the Godim, which is the Chayyar Meiko, and Mishnah Berurah, which is the Chayyar Mach, which is clearly Machmir. So again, according to the Prima Godim, there's no problem separating the chess at the end of the game. According to the Bir Halacha, that remains an Issa. And finally, it's going to jump to the end. The final question, I said, taking the piece off the board. People said something along the lines of what I want to say. I said it to somebody recent. I asked Shaila to somebody some time ago, and he said to me, well, that's not a Torah, it's not mixed up. And let me point out, one of the very, very, the most important question when it comes to Boyer is, what is a Torah? When are things called mixed up? It's only Boyer if you're separating things that are mixed up. Yeah, if I have two bottles on the table, I take one that's not boyer. Have two things, three things. It's usually not a mixture. It's not boyer. Boyer is only when things are mixed up. So how do you decide what's called a mixture and what's not called a mixture? Is the chessboard a mixture or not a mixture? So the Marmakimus, it begins with the Trumas Adeshen. And the Trumas Adeshen is discussing separating big fish from small fish. And he says, although it's very difficult for me to believe that it's a mixture, that it's a Tarevus, because Kol Echad Nikrub Ibn Asmoy, it's clearly recognizable. You see the big fish, you see the small pieces of fish. It's clear, you can see the difference very clearly. So it's difficult to believe it's a Mishnah, it's a Tarevus, it's a mixture, that's the Trumas Adeshen Simon Nun Zayin. Nevertheless, we're talking about a Nisa Deraisa, says the Trumas Adeshen. And without a Raya, it's difficult to make it. So in other words, he's saying, if in doubt, play safe. So this is a Trumas Adeshen Rishon, brought in the Ramah. So, lemaisa, what is called a mixture? The art from today's Malachim, people who try to explain very specifically, exactly, this amount of space between each item, that amount of space, it's difficult to give a rule. I think the best rule to go with is the Trumas Adeshen, which says, if in doubt, play safe. Yeah? So it's difficult to say it's a mixture. So I'm not so comfortable saying that the chessboard is not a mixture. It's not a mixture. However, I think that nevertheless, if you play chess, then you would feel the chessboard is not a mixture. Because chessboard, things are... You can't call it a mixture when every piece is in a specific little box. And it can't move a tiny bit to the right, and a tiny bit to the left. That's not all mixed up. Each piece has its place. And on the contrary, if anything in the world is a mixed up, it's the pieces of the chessboard, where every piece is specifically in this place, and in no way overlapping the other piece. So I think that the game of chess is very difficult to call it a mixture. We don't have any time to play. Have a good day. I don't know if we'll make some money to go to the other side of the world.